I'm live in the studio right now with an amazing young hip-hop artist, indigenous hip-hop artist from Edmonton area here. Goes by the name of Young Bear. His real name is Gage Arcantanse, and welcome to Woodspeaker Radio Network, Gage.
Tanse, hello, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, so I've been following your music for a few years now, and I love how diverse it is. It's not just hip-hop. A lot of it is really melodic, and it's always, a lot of it seems to have a story or a message. Tell our people a little bit about your journey and your musical journey in a quick nutshell, if you could.
Yeah, well, I started like a lot of other people just rapping freestyles and stuff like that, and it kind of just blossomed. Actually, wasn't me who wanted to pursue it. It was my friends who pushed me into it because they loved what I was doing. They loved my sound. They loved what I had to say, so...
Yeah,
I did it for the people.
Yeah. And then, you know, as I got to know you a little bit, you know, seeing you at a few shows, I seen your social media that you have this book. It's called Lights After Life,
yeah.
An Urban Indigenous Hip Hop Story. Tell us how this came about.
Well, I was doing a film production course out in Northern Ontario, and it just got me really back into my writing element. I used to write a lot as a kid, like writing poems, stories, stuff like that. So that's basically how it came to be. And what it is it's really just like a reflection on kind of the urban life of Native people and the reality of the stuff we got to go through. So it's pretty well what it is through my experiences and the experiences of people around me.
You were talking to me pre-interview here. It's a little bit of a screenplay in itself, right?
Yeah.
And that is that something you've always been interested in doing in writing for maybe possibly for film or for television?
Absolutely. Well, a lot of people might know that my uncle is Nathaniel Arcan, so obviously I got like a little interest in kind of that industry. But yeah, so basically like I've been kind of pushing myself to be more creative through all outlets and trying to, you know, just gain some experience and everything and be as creative as I possibly can.
Awesome. And where can people find this book, Lights After Life, An Urban Indigenous Hip Hop Story?
You can find it on all my profiles. There's links or on Amazon. It's called Lights After Life. You can write an urban indigenous hip hop story, but it should come up if you write Lights After.
Nice. And how can people find your music? Let's give them the spelling of your name, because I know that can throw people through a loop a bit sometimes.
Yeah. A lot of people call me YNG. Some people call me Young Bear. My name is actually supposed to be Young Bear. My Indian name is Osawatomi Muskusis, so that's Little Brown Bear, and that's pretty well where that came.
Gotcha. Once again, Young Bear Gage Arcan, sitting live in the studio, talking about Lights After Life, an urban indigenous hip-hop story. If we can get into one song of Young Bear's that you want to send out to our listeners today, what song is that going to be?
Oh, man. I'd have to say one of the latest tracks that was actually... put out. My buddy, he's got an album, a mixtape out. You can find it. His name is Koenigs. And the song is called Dinner Plate.
Dinner Plate. Yeah. And what's the concept? Sounds like a concept song. What's the concept behind Dinner Plate?
It's basically just like a cocky song, like eating up the competition.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Talking some shit. Yeah. Awesome. Well, we are going to put a contest up. Over on the website, that's redbeats.ca for the Red Beats listeners, to win a copy of Lights After Life by Gage Arcan, an urban indigenous hip-hop story. We do want to say thank you, Gage, for coming on down to chat with us about the book. I can't wait to give it a read. I'm going to give this a read, and you guys can find it over at Gage Arcan's social media, his website, and all of those things, and I'll throw those up in the blog as well. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.